Thank you, dear Lord, for exposing the hidden agendas, the things we can't see, the things that have been hidden from us. And thank you for doing it before it's too late for us. When I came into prayer, I hadn't really hugged the Lord for a while, so the first thing I said was, "May I have a hug?" I saw myself in his arms with my head against his shoulder and his chin. And Jesus said, "Do you know how much I crave this kind of attention from you? Well, I want you to know it means so very much to me, and there is nothing like it that can replace it." My precious brides, who are the ones who want nothing more than to adore me by simply resting their heads against my shoulder, tucking underneath my chin, and losing themselves in the ocean of my love. How soothing, reassuring, and honoring this gesture is to me. You are the ones who want me only for who I am, not for what I can give you. This kind of love is the most priceless commodity, and I hunger for it. Satan wants people who will hate with him. I want those who will love with me. Many in your coven are there only to protect themselves and take vengeance on their enemies. But I want you all to look at something. You want to take vengeance because you are deeply wounded inside, because you are not loved. You were rejected, and they were not protected. You were vulnerable to pain, to beatings, to lying, to accusation. You sought love from those who should have given you love, but you received rejection, ridicule, and hatred from others. Take a deep look into your hearts, and you will see that all you wanted was love, approval, and protection. But most of all, you wanted to be loved. Do you see that? Now you are sowing hurt and hatred in the lives of others. Because of the way you were treated, you're getting even. That will never repair the longing in your heart for love. It only keeps the suffering going down to the next generation and feeds your anger and rage and draws you closer to the author of pain and suffering, who is Satan. And when you die, do you really think a creature like him can give you any reward in the afterlife? Well, yes, he can. More pain, more suffering, and ridicule from him and his demons that you never, ever thought possible. And the more faithfully you serve him, the more it will hurt when he ridicules you and betrays you. And not for an hour, or a day, or a year, but for eternity. If you don't believe me, listen to the testimonies of those who died and almost went to hell, which I created as a place of torment for the rebellious angels, not for you, whom I created out of love and a desire to commune with you, to bless and equip you, to lavish my love and all good things on you. That is what I created you for. What you really want is love. And you will never have that as long as you are sowing hatred. As I said a moment ago, take a deep look into your hearts and you will see that all you wanted was love, approval, and protection. But most of all, you wanted to be loved. Now you are sowing hurt and hatred in the lives of others. That will never repair your hunger for love. It only keeps the suffering going down to the next generation. It feeds your anger and rage and draws you closer to the author of pain and suffering, Satan. And when you die, do you really think a creature like him can give you any reward in the afterlife? Well, yes, he can. More pain, more suffering and ridicule from him and his demons than you ever thought possible. And not for an hour, a day, or a year, but for eternity. If you don't believe me, listen to the testimonies of those who have died and almost gone to hell, which I created, by the way, as a place of torment for the rebellious angels, not for you, whom I created out of love and a desire to commune with you, to bless and equip you, to lavish my love and all good things on you. I cannot help it if those around you are in league with Satan and have caused you pain. Those are not the true Christians that know me, the ones that truly know me, not by name, but in their hearts, will love you and care for you. What you really want is love, and you will never have that as long as you are sowing hatred. As I said a moment ago, Satan wants people who will hate with him and keep the cycle of pain and death going. I want those who will love with me and whom I can love, protect, and honor to offset the killing, stealing, and destroying of Satan. It is really quite cut and dried. Satan blames Christians for suffering, but in truth, it's the demons that inspired the Christians who were weak to make others suffer. He is the author of suffering. Why do you suppose I gave myself over to the cross? It is really quite cut and dried. Evil people bring forth evil. Good people bring forth good. Why do you suppose I gave myself over to the cross? I will tell you why. So that I could pay the debt of your sins, what you've done in your life, your sins, and have you in heaven with me forever. Every lash of the whip that tore at my skin was for a sin committed by my children. It's just that simple. Why do you suppose I created this beautiful planet? So you could have a wonderful world to see, enjoy, and live in, and that would sustain you in all your needs. But evil and greedy men, inspired by Satan, have devised schemes to destroy this world, and you with it. Don't be fooled by smiling faces that pretend to be Christians, but are really working for the devil to destroy you and to destroy this planet. You see, evil brings forth evil. What I created for you is beautiful, for you to enjoy, to live and eat and make remedies from all the herbs I gave you. I created this earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars for you to enjoy. But Satan is so very jealous of the love I have for you, and his only desire is to kill, steal, and destroy anything good I gave you as a blessing to prosper you, and in the end, take you to hell with him, the place of torment. Yes, now he can provide you with money, sex, and all the things that you crave, but he has absolutely no power in the next life. And he's raw evil without anything hidden in the next life. But when I created you, I gave you dominion over the fallen ones and over the earth. And he became enraged and vowed to destroy you. He is not for you. He is against you and anything good in your life, especially your relationship with me. He tells you all kinds of lies and things that are not true about our relationship and what I want from you. I want to be your friend, your provider, and your lover. Yes, I want to hold you, love you in the purest way, heal you, equip you, and take all memories of the pain and injustice out of your heart and mind. Yes, I am for you, not against you. Are you so sure you still want to serve this evil fallen angel and share in his punishment when you die? I know you better than that. I know you better than you know yourself. And I'm telling you, that is not what you want in the end. Rather, you want to be loved, cherished, respected, protected, and given all the means of true happiness. And I will do just that if you come to me, and I will protect you from the covenant with death you have made. I will heal you and love you forever. Don't fear. Come to me. I am for you, not against you. And that was the end of the Lord's message. And I just want to say, it's very simple. Coming to the Lord is very simple. It's a matter of recognizing your own sinfulness and the bad things you've done and repenting for them and asking God to cleanse you from your past sins and to give him your heart, your mind, your everything and say, Lord, I give you my life. I repent for all the evil that I've done. I ask you now to come into my heart and make my life your life, a life full of love, wisdom, and blessings. Amen.